world's moved on, Commander Bond.
You a 00?
2 years.
In the new movie No Time to Die, now in theaters, Daniel Craig takes his final bow as the world's most famous spy. Ironically, the story begins with James Bond leaving his ever-perilous life of espionage behind for good. Instead, he's embracing life as a married man as he and his new wife, Madeline, enjoy a leisurely drive through Italy. It's Bond's last leisurely moment. An explosion nearly takes his life and plants seeds of suspicion about Madeline's loyalty. Meanwhile, even though Bond is no longer officially a spy, an old friend asks him to look into some unusual activity involving a dastardly scientist's plan. Bond's sleuthing uncovers something that's not too surprising. There's a very bad man who wants to do very bad things to, well, pretty much the whole world. And only one man can stop him. Bond. James Bond.
Fate draws us back together. Now your enemy is my enemy. How did that happen?
Well, you live long enough.
No Time to Die features some women in very revealing outfits, but Bond's casual affairs are a thing of the past. Instead, we get a former agent who's trying to become a family man, while saving the world, of course. But saving the world has always been a messy, violent business, and so it is again in this PG-13 spy flick. The body count is high, though not graphic. Car chases, fistfights, and explosions stack up too. So we're giving No Time to Die a 2.5 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. I'm Holtz, Adam Holtz, for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.